pesticide, I would say there are many alternative products out there and there are alternative practices. So to the average lawn and garden owner, they can plant native plants, they can aerate, they can overseed, they can water thoroughly but infrequently. They can allow the grass to grow a bit higher so that it crowds out the weeds. The alternative products there are corn glutens, vinegars, soaps, and beneficial insects that she could bring onto her lawn and garden. I would actually strongly recommend that she actually look into calling someone who does use natural practices and natural products. To the caller's point about the label, that's interesting to me because the label is, for many, very difficult to find, let alone open. I remember actually being in Minister Barry Penner's offices, and we actually had a hard time locating the label, finding the label, opening it, and let alone reading it. And for all the people in this province whose eyesight is getting very poor like mine, it's very hard to read. Most people don't read the label, let alone use the safety equipment like masks, goggles, and gloves.
Dave, good morning.
Hi. Yes, I have two very quick comments. First of all, when we're doing, as a homeowner, my home is my single biggest investment. If a pest is destroying my trees or making cracks in my patio, causing them to break apart, I don't consider that a cosmetic use. That's a structural use. I'm trying to maintain my property. When I paint the trim around my house or I stain my deck, this is maintaining my property. If we're going to ban cosmetic pesticides, we might as well ban all of the household products that we routinely use to maintain our home. Why are we treating one group of chemical products different than the other?
Well, I'm not sure we are. We've taken the lead out of paint, for example. Would that be a fair comparison, Mr. Hepworth?
I can't speak for paint, but I think his point is a good one, that people do want to look after their properties. And in some instances, that is using paint that I presume is safe, stains that I presume are safe, and certainly is allows you to use pesticides, Health Canada approved pesticides for use to control weeds and insects and disease. And I think the point that the lady makes about careful proper use, in other words, she spot sprays, and not out there on a windy day, is exactly all about proper use and what we call integrated pest management. I mean, you're not going to go and spray the whole lawn with pesticides if you've only got a few patches. And for some senior citizens, it's not easy to go out there and be pulling up a lot of weeds when you can use a very safe product and use it properly.
Joey, good morning.
Oh, hi, Bill. My name's Joey. My company is Greener Ever After, and I do commercial ground maintenance, and I've got Costco's and a few other stores. About a year and a half ago, you know, like all good ideas, I came home one day and my wife says, "You're going organic." So
you're going organic?
I've gone organic. So it's organic maintenance. So what I've done for about a year was experimenting in my backyard, got everything sectioned off, what works, some home remedies. Then I tried them on some of my sites, and I'm telling you, it was night and day. When the lady called about large areas that they couldn't maintain, no. When I've got just commercial sites and they're all 100% organic, it is easily possible. I think what people have to get around is just changing their habits. I mean, because if they just want to spray something in order to get rid of a dandelion, and like your guest said, corn gluten, vinegar, salt, all these things work great. You open your cupboard with a little bit of research, a lot of the products are there. And there's no reason why you can't use them. They work great. And now that I'm at the sites, because every time I used to spray, I would get these weird looks from people that, you know, they're about to kill me. And then when I tell them what's actually being put down, you know, they're saying, why didn't somebody tell us that? Why can't we do that?
Joey, I have to break for the news headlines. We're flat out of time. Thanks to Lauren Hepworth and Catherine Seeley. Just before we go, Catherine Seeley, is this consultation process has been going on mostly online?
Mostly online for the last 5 weeks. I'd like callers to know that it the deadline is of Monday, so we have 5 more days. If you'd like to make your views heard, please go to www.cancer.ca/BC/advocate to send an email to the BC government.
We are counting down to the Olympic Games. There are always great stories around the Games.